For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Washington is abuzz over what could prove to be the biggest diplomatic breakthrough of recent decades, a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's VOA's Michael Bowman.
After months of belittling North Korea's leader,
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
President Trump has basked in the glow of a diplomatic thunderbolt concerning North Korea's nuclear program.
A lot of people thought we were going to war, and all of a sudden they come in, they say we're going to have a meeting, and there's no more missiles going off, and they want to denuclearize.
A Trump-Kim meeting is in the early planning stage, according to the White House. U.S. lawmakers of both parties have expressed deep skepticism about Pyongyang's intentions, but many say the possibility of a diplomatic solution to a vexing nuclear challenge is too tantalizing to simply reject. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese lawmakers have voted with near unanimous approval to amend the country's constitution and give President Xi Jinping a mandate to stay in office indefinitely. A controversial amendment to scrap a two-term limit on the office for the president was approved. The amendment passes smoothly with the National People's Congress with only 5 dissenting votes. Hong Kong pro-democracy candidates won 2 of the 4 seats contested by the by-election for the city's semi-democratic legislature. Monday's final results leaves the pro-democracy side just short of being able to wield some veto power in the 70-seat legislature, effectively securing Beijing's power. Turnout was 43%. This is VOA News. The election in Sierra Leone is succeed term-limited president. Ernest Bai Koroma is said to be too close to call right now. Main opposition leader Julius Maada Bio is running neck-and-neck with the ruling candidate Samura Kamara. Final results expected in the next few days. Syrian government forces have made new advances on rebel-held territory of eastern Ghouta, separating 2 towns from the rest of the Free Syrian Army stronghold. We get that now from VOA's Lahdet Sohoak.
The Syrian government forces made further advances in eastern Ghouta on Sunday, cutting off another major town from the rest of the rebel-controlled area. Syria's government, supported by Russia, says the offensive is necessary to stop rebel attacks on civilians in Damascus. The government advance has driven a deep wedge in the rebel stronghold near Damascus. The insurgent Free Syrian Army said Saturday it would not withdraw or surrender. More than 1,100 civilians have been killed in the area in the past 3 weeks. There are reports that the Syrian government, supported by Russia, has used toxic gas in the fighting.
VOA's Lahdet Sohoak reporting. British health officials are saying traces of a nerve agent used in the suspected attempted murder of a Russian spy in Britain were found in a pub and restaurant he visited. Sally Davies is Britain's chief medical officer.
We have now learned that there has been some trace contamination by the nerve agent in both the Mill Pub and Zizi restaurant in Salisbury. I am confident that this has not harmed the health of anyone who was in the Mill Pub or Zizi's restaurant. However, some people are concerned that prolonged long-term exposure to these substances may, over weeks and particularly months, give rise to health problems.
Hospital officials in the city of Salisbury said there is no evidence of a wider attack on the town, aside from 3 people who have been hospitalized since the attack on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, both of whom are hospitalized in critical condition. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Chad today, where he'll be meeting with President Idris Deby. And later in the day, he flies to Nigeria's capital, Abuja, to confer with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari. On Sunday, Tillerson laid a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi during a ceremony to honor those killed there and injured in a bombing there on 20 years ago. Tillerson kicked off his 5-nation visit to Africa with a visit to Ethiopia, where he met with the country's prime minister and the African Union commission chief. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.